Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamAid.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamAid creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamAid.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey Skin, how are you, darling?
Doing great, Andrea. How are you?
Fantastic. So amped to get into episode 124. I know we got so much really cool stuff going on this week.
A lot of breaking news.
Yes.
Before I start, I was thinking about this. Yeah. I know if you went to podcast school, Andrea, if there's such a thing existed, they tell you that when you start a podcast within the first minute, you should let people know what the hell you do on your podcast. And I never do that. I just start because I'm so excited to talk about all the nudity. But before I begin today's update, if you're just tuning in to the Mr. Skin Podcast for the first time, what I do here with the help of Andrea is kind of update you on the latest nudity news, all the stuff that we think is the most exciting from television, from movies, breaking nudes, fun bag forecasts. We also have a segment of the show where CP, the EP, spins a wheel of skin, and I give a skinography on an actress he pulls up. So that's what this is about. If you're interested in the latest nudity news, you tune into the Mr. Skin Podcast, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. So let me start, Andrew.
Yes.
Breaking nudes.
Let's
this
hit
is
it.
Really big. So, you know, I'm always going on radio shows, and obviously we have a lot of visitors to our website, and I'm often asked, I'd say in the last 5 years, one of the most frequently asked actresses if they have ever done a nude scene has been Emma Stone.
Really?
And, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, think about it. She won for La La Land. She won in 2017. Best actress Oscar. She was in the movie Easy A, and she's huge in the nudes, and she's really pretty, obviously, and she's never been nude, to this point. And she has a very sexy voice also, so I get asked about her a lot, and I'd always have to say, well, in The House Bunny you could see her in a sexy bikini from 2008 when she was breaking into movies, but really nothing much until, Andrea, this Friday coming up,
the Friday
after Thanksgiving, the 23rd of November, there's a movie called The Favorite.
Okay.
Now, this is more of a powdered wig movie, so I don't know if guys that listen to this podcast are big in the powdered wig movies.
In the period pieces.
The period pieces, yes. But there's big Oscar buzz for this for Best Picture, so I'm sure a lot of people will see it. It's actually supposed to be really, really good. But it's based in early 18th century England with Queen Anne, and she's the Olivia Colman plays Queen Anne. She occupies the throne, and her very close friend, Lady Sarah, is played by Rachel Weisz, who we're big fans of.
I love her. Yeah.
Weisz is nice.
Yeah,
yes.
She's so good.
So, ladies, so she's this Queen Anne is very frail, and Lady Sarah, Rachel Weisz, governs the country in her stead. So, when a new servant played by Emma Stone arrives, her charm endears her to Sarah.
Okay.
And anyway, there is a scene in this where where Emma Stone is in bed. I don't have the time yet, but I do have confirmation. Our guys, somebody saw it at the Venice Film Fest, believe
All right.
it or not.
Yes, and, yes, yes. And?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of there's actually, which surprised me, some really nice girl-girl action with
what?
Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone.
What?
Yes. Lady
okay.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And in that scene, Emma is topless, and I'm hearing it's a full left breast, only one breast, but it is it's a start.
But we'll take
and,
it.
Yeah, so we're going to call, instead of Black Friday, we're calling it Rack Friday this weekend. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my God. Yes, totally.
Yes, so this is, and actually, and listen, new debuts are always big in here at Mr. Skin, but when it's someone of the status and the popularity of Emma Stone, that makes it you know, a big deal.
Absolutely.
And, we don't have the picks yet, but I think I'll have picks very soon. And yeah, so this is big. It's Emma Stone, The Favorite, coming out Friday. Breaking nudes, will be topless.
Now,
that's awesome.
Do we have any word on Rachel Weisz? Is she going to get naked at all?
No Rachel Weisz nudity that I'm aware of, but she's been nude before.
I know. Thank God for MrSkin.com, because I can just go check there.
Yeah, and she's been around. She's been around for quite some time. Actually, one of the first places that I found out about her was over 20 years ago in a movie called Stealing Beauty, which Liv Tyler was nude in.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Weisz was laying poolside about 11 minutes in, topless, and she even showed a little bush. And she also did one of my favorite, I'm a big fan of wearing a bra and nothing else.
Oh,
in
yeah.
A movie she did in a couple years later in I Want You, where she shows some bush while wearing a bra, which is
nice.
Which was a really hot scene, and I don't know how many people know that. And of course, Constant Gardener is another big Rachel Weisz movie. So anyway, she is a big favorite of ours also, but
absolutely.
The real highlight from that movie is the fact that Emma Stone in the movie The Favorite will be nude. It'll be in theaters on Friday, and that's breaking nudes for you, Andrea.
It so. Is, and I don't know that I can recall Emma ever doing any lesbian scenes either.
Right.
I
well,
can't
yeah,
to,
no, this is...
Yeah, I don't yeah. think I... So this is going to be breaking news in on many levels. So very, very great update, Skin.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited about this. So we'll keep you posted. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about is... I want to keep the order as best I can for you, but there's some other movies that I wanted to get to.
Sure.
While we're on the movie subject. And one is... There's a movie. Well, let me start this. I want to get your opinion on this because it's really crazy.
Okay.
So there's a movie by J.J. Abrams that's in theaters right now called Overlord. It's a big budget J.J. Abrams production. It's about Nazi zombies. That's
oh,
what it's
geez,
about.
Louise.
Okay. No, no. But this is a big J.J. Abrams movie. So this company called Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
They do this thing, and I don't know how they get away with it, but they've been doing it for 10 years. They do it. I guess a lot of people call it mockbusters, but what they did is they put out a movie the week that Overlord came out, a low budget production called Nazi Overlord. So you see the confusion.
Yes. Okay,
yeah. Yeah. They're the ones that did Snakes on a Train. They
yep.
also had the Sharknado franchise. So they do original stuff too. But one of the ways they make money is they'll put out similar low budget productions to the title of a big budget the week
yeah,
it comes
riff
out.
On it.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Good for them. They've actually been sued a few times, but hey, they're still going.
Right.
And they make money and all that other stuff. So, but what's interesting is this movie, Nazi Overlord, that they put out the week that Overlord came out,
mm-hmm.
there was an amazing nude scene from Dominique Swain.
Okay. Now, I recognize that name. And I don't know.
Remember
how.
Lolita from 1997? That was the modern day Lolita that she was in. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her like kind of claim to fame. Like if you go to IMDb mm-hmm. and search Dominique Swain, Lolita is like her main movie. Like that's her claim to fame.
Got
when
it.
She was, you know, that was when she was young. She was like 18 or 19 when that movie came out. Obviously to play Lolita, you have to be young, but yeah. She's 38 now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And in this movie at the hour and 8 minute mark, she has a fantastic nude scene.
Dude.
Very surprising. Great breasts and butt. And you could see like the Nazi dudes. They're like, they're so stiff and like the acting's not that great, obviously. And it's low budget, but we're big fans of this. You know, these guys, because they throw good nudity in their movies, too. They're smart. And what if you're going to do a mockbuster, you better do show some boobs and butt, which they did with Dominique Swain.
Nice. So and she's got a great ass, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And she hadn't been naked since I think her last nude scene was in 2002, maybe.
Okay.
So in New Best Friend. So it's been quite a while since we've seen Dominique Swain naked. And yeah, it's really good. I was pleasantly surprised when I saw this and very surprised that Dominique Swain was the one that was naked in that movie.
Well, I think she is like sexy and adorable at the same time. I didn't know she had an ass like that, though.
Yeah,
but
isn't that a great
that,
ass? Yeah,
that butt just put her on another level of hotness.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to have her in the running for best butt for our Anatomy Awards.
I
it's
think
really
so.
That good. And so I want to stress this now. Overlord, the mm-hmm. big blockbuster J.J. Abrams movie,
yeah.
has no nudity. So I'm going to say that Nazi Overlord is technically a better movie just for that reason alone. So,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, at least it's the nude answer to Overlord. So thank you, Asylum. For
yes.
making these, you know, movies.
Yeah, how cool is that? So anyway, and we already have this up at MrSkin.com. You could check it out. Dominique Swain.
Right on.
And Nazi Overlord.
And now it's time for our StreamMate Camstar Spotlight of the Week. And Skin and I are so excited to introduce all of our listeners to Candy Joy. Hi, gorgeous. How are you?
Hi, I am fine. And you?
So good. We're so excited to talk to you. Is that accent Colombian?
Yes. It's here in Colombia. We are a friendly people, so the relationship between models is very good. And we always look to help each other and improve together. And this is what makes us the second best in the world.
Ooh, second best. Who's the first best?
The first is Romania.
Oh, wow. So you guys all help each other. Do you ever do shows together?
No, never. I am always alone. I am in a studio, but I never do shows with other girls.
Got you. Now, me and Skin were looking over your StreamMate profile, and everything you wrote about yourself is so true. You have this gorgeous, innocent, such a sweet look and face, but you're a drop-dead gorgeous bombshell at the same time. When did you discover that you wanted to go into camming?
They was looking for models, and a friend in common told me about this. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, I want to try. Why not? And when I start here in a stream mail, I fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
I love these. And yes.
Okay. Now, the only issue I have with your profile, and maybe Skin can back me up on this. I'm going to go through your stats real quick. You're 5'3", which is such a perfect height. You're 121 pounds, which is awesome. You're 19, but you claim that you're a C cup. And I'm looking at your boobs and I'm thinking, what, Skin, an F? Double D at
yeah.
least?
Yeah, there's a yeah, there's a
not
C's, but no, maybe it's lost in translation, Andrea.
Like I wear a C, and my boobs are half the size of yours.
Thank you.
So you're sticking with C.
She's sticking with C. All right. No, but you are so cute. And I'm looking at your photos on StreamMate and I'm like, yeah, she's a vixen. She's so hot. She's so sexual and gorgeous. But then I looked at your Twitter and I was like, wow, you really are this wholesome girl next door. No one would ever know that you do cam shows ever just by looking at you because you have such a sweet look. So do you think that that helps you with your customers on StreamMate and your fans?
Yes. Most of my fans are users from USA, but my other fans, okay, mostly are from Mexico and Canada.
Oh, okay.
So it also seems that they have a high number of people there. Mm-hmm. But yes, most users, my fans are from USA.
Are from where?
USA.
Oh, I was like...
You've heard of it, Andrea.
That old place.
Yeah.
So is the camming industry more widely accepted in Colombia? Like, is it something you can tell your friends and your family about? Or is it kind of hush-hush? Because I know here in the USA, it's kind of something that girls do on the side and don't really tell people about.
Here is a very difficult and is like a taboo.
Oh, really? Wow. I didn't know that.
Yes, here is difficult to do this because when the people don't know about this, the people think wrong things about this work.
Yeah, it's misunderstood. They don't get it. They don't know that you're having a fun time, that you're empowering yourself, that you're a gorgeous, smart woman, you know, just having fun with her fans. So we're almost done with our interview, and I want to know, what are your favorite things to do on camera with your fans?
Okay, I love the people because the people are very cute with me. They always say me that I am beautiful, and the people is very fun. And I like this because I can be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I am free to do like whatever it is I want.
Yes. So you can do whatever you want. You can look as gorgeous as you want. And whether it's a taboo or not, you have fun with your fans. I think it's so amazing. I want everyone to check out Candy's profile because, like we were saying, she's so cute, but she's so sexy at the same time. And she's 19 from Colombia. Her accent is adorable. So check her out online at streammate.com/cam/candy with a K and an IE. _joy and follow her on Twitter at @CandyJoySM. And I'm assuming SM either stands for StreamMate Model or Sadomasochism. Which one? I'm guessing StreamMate Model. All right, Candy, it's such a joy to talk to you. You're absolutely gorgeous. And we wish you the best with all of your fans and online with StreamMate.
Now, another movie that's in theaters. See, we're at a fun time of the year where it's no more summer blockbusters so much as it is cool movies that are more maybe a little bit better written, better acted, but are also featuring some really good R-rated nudity because the kids are in school and they're not going to movies as much. So there's a movie called Private War, which came out last Friday, November 16th. It's based on a Vanity Fair article, and it's about Marie Colvin, one of the most celebrated war correspondents of our time. And she was very fearless and rebellious and all that. And she was just, you know, on the front line of a lot of conflicts across the globe. And it's played, Marie Colvin is played by Rosamund Pike.
Okay.
And I got a cool Rosamund Pike story. So I want to say it was in 2003. I could be off by a year or so, but I was in England with my wife, and we went to Piccadilly Circus, which is like, you know, where you would go to see plays and stuff like that in London. And we just wanted to see a play, so we picked this movie. I'm in the Hitchcock, so we went and saw this this play called Hitchcock Blonde.
Okay.
Yeah. So I sit in the, you know, I'm probably about 10 rows back, and I'm sitting there, and this gorgeous actress is in the play. And it's Rosamund Pike.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, very cool. Next thing you know, she gets completely nude.
Wait,
on
what?
Stage.
What?
Yes. I know. So here's me. And I'm not a big, you know, I'm not a big play guy. But I'm sitting there. And it's 2003. I'm about 4 years into the website. And I'm like, and this is before like camera phones and stuff, not that I would do that, but I was blown away, and I was like, this girl's gorgeous. And she's gone on, obviously, to have a great career, Rosamund Pike, and she's in this movie and has a really good nude scene. So now I've seen her nude in person, and now I've seen her nude in the movie. Yeah, so
that's fantastic. Yeah. Oh my gosh, so, that's so awesome.
And by the way, look at this scene. We have already have a little gift for you to look, check it out. So I'm going to have to examine this on Blu-ray. But she's topless and it's awesome. But when she gets into the tub, what do you see in there, Andrew? What do you see?
What do you think I'm seeing? I'm seeing a rear burger.
Not to mention her Pike's Peaks. So yeah, yeah.
You know how I feel about those rear burgers.
I think we have some rear burger there.
I think we do. And yeah, what I'm looking at is a little bit fuzzy. So if...
Wait, what?
Well, yeah, in two ways. Okay. But I'm thinking, yeah, get that Blu-ray and this might be way more explicit than she thinks. Or
yeah, because we found this on the internet. It's like kind of a cam quality. Someone somewhere was filming this at the theater, and we found it online
their theater etiquette
but I think when this comes out on Blu-ray, we're gonna have some something really interesting. But yeah, so the movie's called Private War. Rosamund Pike, a great nude scene, and it'll came out in theaters last week, and just another cool, great movie nude. And then there's another movie that I found out about called Widows.
Okay.
Which, yeah, this one slipped out the same weekend. I didn't even know until our guys, my Skin Scouts, told me. So this came out the same weekend as Private War. And it's set in Chicago, my hometown here.
Yay.
It's about these four women with nothing in common except a debt left behind by their dead husband's criminal activities.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, and they kind of take fate into their own hands. And what was interesting to me is Elizabeth Debicki has a very good nude scene. And by the way, she's super sexy and hot. We first found out about her. She was in the John le Carré thriller. It's a miniseries from the UK called Night Manager in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And she did some great nude scenes in that. And it's funny, they did the thing where this thing aired in the UK and it had great nudity. Then AMC gets it. And it airs here in the U.S.
And they ruined it, didn't they?
With no nudity. So you're like, so everyone, we're like talking about how great the nudity is in this. And then everyone's bitching at us like, wait a second. Everyone's bitching at us. But we're like, no. The Blu-ray has the nudity. When it came out on Blu-ray here, you could see the nudity. We also got it from some UK sources, so we had it a little before the Blu-ray came out. But anyway, Night Manager, which I think was written So Night Manager, the John le Carré thriller, had some awesome nude scenes. That's when we first learned of this girl and this Elizabeth Debicki. And you're going to know more about her because she's going to be in the upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Excellent.
And how great a rack does she have, by the way?
I mean, she's incredible. They're big, they're full, they're natural.
Yeah.
I mean, could you ask for anything more? And what I'm looking at right now, it's like a lot of her nudity. And do you know what scene this is I'm looking at, or what movie this is? Is this from Windows or?
Yeah, this is from, no, it's called Widows. Widows.
Pardon me.
Yes, Widows.
I'm too busy looking at the boobs.
No. And I should say that Widows, it's written by Gillian Flynn, the girl who wrote Sharp Objects with Amy Adams that we talked about a lot earlier in the year. So this is a pretty cool little movie and a great nude scene from Elizabeth Debicki. And again, maybe this isn't a household name to people, but I think once she's in Guardians of the Galaxy, people are going to be going to me, who's that hot blonde from Guardians of the Galaxy? And I'm going to say, check out Night Manager and check out Widows. You'll
and
be
check
very,
out
very
that
happy.
Rack.
Like, yeah,
let's
it's fantastic.
Be real.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really awesome.
Yeah.
So,
good work.
Anyway, so really good nudity in that. So, like, some really, really nice movie nudes to talk about this week, which
absolutely.
I'm very happy about. Yeah.
Yeah. Very now, high quality.
Yeah. So cool TV stuff.
Wheel of Skin.
The Wheel Hello Skin, my favorite part of the show where CP the EP spins our huge wheel, the Mr. Skin wheel, which has over 28,000 actresses, and he pulls up a name that I get to riff on, talk about the actress's skinography, and share it with you, Andrea. A lot of times you learn a little about these actresses that you didn't either know about them or know about their nudity. I, of course, am a Pat Sajakoff for this. You are?
Badger White.
Yes, and this is a Merck and Griffin production, and I love this part of the show where he spins the wheel and asks me an actress. So go ahead, CP. Test me.
Yeah. All right? Test him.
Testing me.
We have Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
What do you think, Andrea? Has she ever been nude or not? What do you think?
I think yes. Just because she's done
is
so much.
Almost.
Almost? Why tease us with that?
All right. So let me start.
All right. Give me the lowdown.
Best known, of course, as Elaine Bennis on Seinfeld.
Totally.
Yeah, and remember, they talked a lot about her boobs on Seinfeld. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why this is a great question, because people need to know. She was famously nicknamed Nips on Seinfeld, and there was a lot of. Remember when Kramer took the Christmas? He did a Christmas card picture of her, and she had a nip slip. She was always showing cleavage and stuff. But anyway, she has a great rack, and she was on obviously Elaine from what was it 90 to 98 or so, and then and she's done other things since, of course, Veep. She plays Selena Meyer on HBO, and even that New Adventures of Old Christine, which wasn't a great show, but it's funny, she did a lot of bra shots on that. If you go back and watch, and I'm pretty sure we have some of those at our website, she was in her bra a lot, so you can kind of see what was going on. But there's two things, if we're going to talk Elaine, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, two things to mention. One is, in I think it was the second season of Seinfeld, or late in the first season or early second season, but it was basically around 1991. There was an episode called The Bus Boy. And the episode, one of the storylines was Elaine had this guy visiting from out of town and he was sleeping over, but she realized like halfway into the weekend that she wanted this guy gone. And, you know, in other words, she couldn't
wait to get rid of him.
Know how it is. A guy's sleeping at your place and you're like, oh, geez, I want this to end. And it was actually a really funny thing because, like, so it's the Sunday morning and she's trying to get him out to get him to the airport and they oversleep so that, you know, she's going to miss his flight. So she jumps out of bed. Now, she's in her nightgown. But if you watch this, and we have it at our website, in the course of her, like, jumping up and trying to get him out of bed, we actually have, it's really incredible, and it's funny because I can't 100% say it's boob, but it's really fascinating to watch. It's her nightgown, you gotta
it like gotta hangs skin, down,
yeah, you gotta skin vision it to
it
understand
gapes,
but
gapes.
Yeah, and you see it what appears to be nip, and it's kind of funny considering her lack of skin in her career. It's kind of a cool thing. So we've kind of given it, we think it is, but not 100% sure because it happens you know, so quick, but it's really cool to check out. So that episode, The Bus Boy from 19, I think it was 91.
Okay.
Watch that scene or go to our website and we break it down and it's pretty cool. But as far as her quote skinography,
yes.
Check out a, movie from 1986 that is long forgotten, except for the fact that Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is walking around in a thong made of like leaves
and little
leaves over her boobs, so it's like as naked as you could possibly be without officially being naked. It's a horror movie from 1986. In fact, her soon to be husband Brad Hall was chasing her around at the scene at the 49 minute mark of this 1986 movie. And Andrew, it's really weird because it was like the very first thing she was ever in, like, if not the first movie, like the second movie. It was before Seinfeld, before she was famous. I know she had done a little Saturday Night Live, but this was her first like go at the movie business. And it's just wild to see her in this little thong running around. And it's a really weird scene. Long forgotten movie. It's called Troll from 1986. Isn't that weird?
Troll. She was in Troll. Yeah, you know, I'm looking at this and it's literally a G-string made of plant stems. And
yeah, isn't that weird? I mean, I don't even know what to, how to describe what she's wearing.
And I'm just looking at it like one that's super hot because it covers nothing. It's kind of like a vine almost. And two, as an actress, I'm like, oh my God, how bad did that hurt sticking like a vine up your ass?
Yeah, it's like a fantasy forest scene if I'm trying to describe this.
Yeah, it's like a,
with a troll, with a hot troll in it, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Totally.
I'm sure she's totally horrified that she did this movie, but cool to see, and I know we have it at MrSkin.com, so you can check it out. Mm-hmm. But great question on the Wheel of Skin, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Elaine, and that
Andrea,
is her, that is her skinography.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's not a whole lot. It's pretty skingy, but
yeah,
she's got a great bod, and she's got longevity in her career. Can't hate on that.
Yeah, and I think people would be interested to check out her in a thong.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, who wouldn't? Yeah.
No, exactly. Okay, so let me get back. There was a couple TV things I wanted to get to, which I'm actually very interested in this one. It's a Showtime miniseries called Escape at, I think, Dannemora is how it's pronounced. Dannemora.
Okay.
So I heard Ben Stiller, he's directed it, and he was on Howard Stern promoting this. And basically, so to give you a little background, in 2015, there was this famous escape at a prison. It was somewhere in New York, Clinton Correction Facility and Correctional Facility. So these convicts, Richard, Matt, and David Sweat, the two guys. Mm-hmm. And the escape was in the news, and I remember it. And I remember it because they compared it to Shawshank.
Really?
They kind of burrowed out, and it was like, you know, inescapable, and they burrowed out. And
wow.
They went to bed, and next thing you know, it's, you know, lights out at 10, and then at 5:40 or whatever, everyone was, the two guys were gone. It was a huge deal. Well, they had help from within, this Joyce Mitchell, who it was not the hottest woman in the world, but, and she was married, and she had I know at least one of the guys, but I'm pretty sure she was having affairs with both of them. So she's working for the prison, sneaking in tools for them and having sex with them. Well, so the miniseries on Showtime, which I think is 8 episodes, you had, it's Benicio Del Toro's playing Richard Matt, and
right,
Paul Dano's playing David Sweat.
Okay.
So I kind of figure, and by the way, Patricia Arquette, a big favorite of mine.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Talk about amazing boobs.
Oh yeah. She's awesome. So, but here's the catch.
Yeah.
So to play this, Joyce Mitchell, she gained 45 pounds.
Oh my gosh. I thought that was a fat suit.
No, she gained 45 pounds. So
good for her, like sticking to her character. And her boobs are already huge. I wonder how big they are with 45 pounds on.
Well,
whoa!
So anyway, in the very first episode last night on Showtime, Paul Dano, David Sweat, they show a sex scene where he's doing her doggy style. So she bends down and she pulls her pants down and you see some butt. We haven't seen the boobs yet, but it was a pretty cool butt shot. And it's funny because she hadn't been naked. There's a lot of this going around. She hadn't done a nude scene in like
years.
I want to say 17 years.
Wow.
I think Human Nature was the last nude scene. And that was in like 01. So it was kind of I figured if she's playing Joyce Mitchell and she was having sex in the prison that they'd show that. Luckily for us, we got a nude scene. But again, it's not the Patricia Arquette that you're probably used to seeing.
No, she's in character. Yeah, she's in character. Yeah. But wow. I mean, I am looking at a picture of her boobs now. And whoa, they look fake. They're so big. They're like 2 footballs coming out of her chest.
Yeah. Well, you gain 45 pounds. anyway, yeah.
At least it goes to her titties. You know, some people gain weight. It goes to their stomach. Like, they went all to the right places.
no problem at all. And so we'll see what happens. I assume she would be the only girl that could possibly be nude in this,
because
it's, in a prison, how are we going to get naked babes? This isn't Orange is the New Black.
Right.
So, anyway, interesting little thing we were thinking about when we saw this morning is, do you know that the Arquette sisters, they were so close to almost having been naked in the last five decades. And actually, I think they could pull it off if one of them gets naked in 2020. But I looked back, and Rosanna Arquette, yeah. who I'm another one I'm a big fan of, her first nude scene was in 1981 in SOB. Mm-hmm. She was 2 years. If she would have done her first nude scene in 79, we'd already be at 50. But they were nude in the... One of the sisters was either naked in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, or the 2010s. So we got four decades of Arquette sister nudity, which is awesome. And we're so close to five. I think it's going to happen. And quite frankly, if Rosanna had done one in 79, we'd be looking at a possible six-decade sister thing. So
that's insane. Yeah.
So Escape at Dannemora, which is a new series on Showtime, directed by Ben Stiller. And hopefully we'll get more Patricia Arquette nudity, especially with those extra large guns she is now packing heat. So
yeah,
that's awesome. So that happened last night. And then, a real quick thing. I don't talk to you about it that much, but you know, I don't know if you know this, but YouTube does original programming.
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
I really don't watch a lot of YouTube.
You probably forgot, but like we've talked about, there was a show called Sideswiped, which was a YouTube show. Mm. There was a little bud in there. And they have an original series called Origin, and season one was released in full. So our team went through it. And, ooh. You know, it's interesting because they started with YouTube. They were trying to work maybe the people at YouTube that are, you know, get all the subscribers. They were trying to do some, like, not so much reality show, but play off of them to create some original programming. But now they're doing more scripted. And Origin is more of a scripted series. And it came out, and our people were going through it. And it was really interesting because they had shown butt. They've been very cautious on the nudity in the shows they've done. And they did show some butt on Sideswipe, but to our knowledge, this is the first time we've seen breast on a YouTube original series. And it, believe it or not, it's someone that maybe you don't know right away, but if I explain who she is, you'll know who she is. So this Natalia Tena of Harry Potter and Game of Thrones fame.
Whoa.
So if you're a Harry Potter fan, I can't even pronounce this name. It's Metamorphagus Nymphadora Tonks is who she plays in the Harry Potter.
Well, there, Skin.
Well, whatever. But this actress it shows breasts in Origin, and it's, you know, a quick scene, but it's definitely nice breasts. And she also, if you remember on Game of Thrones, she's a wilding, and there's one of my all-time favorite nude scenes that. It doesn't get the credit it deserves. From season 2, episode 6, this girl, played by Natalie Tena, who's a wilding, strips in front of Theon Greyjoy and goes full frontal. And I just love that scene, but it doesn't get the, like, Emilia Clarke and all the other big-name actress nude scenes. But this was one of my favorites of all time, and that was Natalie Tena also. So she's done nudity before. Here she is. She shows up on this YouTube original series and is topless again. And you could check it out. It's called Origin, and we, of course, have that at MrSkin.com.
Yeah, and you know, the way it's shot, it's kind of like a side boob, but I'll tell you what, that's much more than a side boob, because you can see the whole thing, even though she's kind of sideways, at least at the one clip I'm looking at, so.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And like I said, you could always check out her full frontal at the website from season 2, episode 6 of Game of Thrones. That's, to me, is her best. But hey, if you want to see Metamorphagus Nymphadora Tonks nude, check her out at MrSkin.com. Her name's Natalia Tena.
Right on.
So you can check that out. And last but not least, Andrea, I wanted to show you something. I never in a million years thought I'd ever be talking Atomic Kitten.
I don't even know what Atomic Kitten is.
Well, it's a British pop girl band.
Okay.
And this, yeah.
Like Spice Girls, kind of, yeah?
Yeah, they're more popular. They were big in the 90s, but they're still playing in front of pretty big audiences. They were like the girl version of the Backstreet Boys from UK. So I saw this morning, and I had to include it in today's update. but so Atomic Kitten is playing Dancing in the Street at this live party.
Everyone knows
party
that
at
song.
The palace. Okay. Well, they're playing this party at the palace, and I got to tell you, so all three girls, and I don't really know them well, but the girl we're going to talk about is there on the left.
Oh, yes. And
her name is Jenny Frost.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, I mean, maybe it's because it's the UK and it's different, but so now, Andrew, she definitely had that dress taped to her nip because, geez, Louise, but how cool is that that she wore a dress showing that much boob? And you would think like total nip would pop out, but it didn't just because it's tape. But that's pretty revealing for standing in front of thousands of people and doing a concert.
I mean, she's wearing a white dress and the neckline is so low and so drapey that when she moves at all, you can see everything. And they did the tape only on the top. I feel like they did the tape to the slope of the boob because we see everything else.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Especially under boob, right?
Yeah, mad under boob. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't before, but Andrea, now I'm a fan of Atomic Kitten. Well, at least Jenny Frost. At least
totally.
Jenny Frost.
So. Oh my
god. Anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
I love stuff like that. So yes.
Yeah, I'm always like, I always get this stuff sent to me in the morning. I saw this when I was getting ready for the podcast. I was, that's a fun thing to show. So anyway, but as you could tell, there was a lot of movie releases and a lot of just kind of crazy fun stuff. We had a fun bag forecast, some breaking nudes, and and then that was a great Wheel of Skin. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Now you could go check out Troll. And anyway, I have a lot more, obviously, to get to next week. And then in the coming weeks, we'll have the top 10 nude scenes of the year. We're going to have all our end of the year lists. So we have a lot of fun stuff coming as we wind down 2018 and get ready for 2019.
Well, that was a complete show. Episode 124. Well done, Skin.
Okay. Well, thanks, Andrew. We will talk next week.
We will.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.